Motorola Moto Edge Review by Stephen Winkleman on July 30th in PC Magazine. Bringing 5G to the masses. Rating, good. 3.5 out of 5 stars. Bottom line, the $699 Motorola Moto Edge delivers a solid 5G experience for less money than most competing phones right now. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $699.99. Motorola Moto Edge Pros. Solid battery life. Nice display. 3.5mm headphone jack. Cons. Mediocre cameras. No IP rating. Lacks wireless charging. Motorola has had quite a busy release schedule in 2020. Interestingly, we're seeing the $699.99 Moto Edge come to market a few months after the $999.99 Moto Edge Plus we reviewed back in April. While the two phones look and sound alike, there are a number of differences that account for that $300 difference in price. Where the Edge Plus is packed with a flagship-level camera and processor, the Edge is decidedly more modest. Fortunately, it still delivers pretty solid performance along with 5G connectivity for a lower price than most other phones on the market. Design, display, and durability. The Moto Edge is a handsome phone. It's available in midnight magenta or solar black, both of which have a finish that resembles hand-blown glass. We received the solar black model, which is actually more of a deep navy. At 6.36 by 2.80 by 0.37 inches height with depth, the Edge is nearly the same size as the Edge Plus and feels good in the hand. And at a well-distributed 6.63 ounces, it's easy to hold for extended periods of time. The front of the phone is dominated by the same 6.7-inch OLED display with 90-degree curved angles as the Edge Plus. Resolution comes in at 2340 by 1080 for a density of 385 pixels per inch with an aspect ratio of 19.5 to 9 and a 90 Hz refresh rate. It's one of the best displays we've seen at this price. It's smooth, bright, and has a wide color gamut with excellent overall color accuracy. The Endless Edge feature on the curves also looks great, though you'll want to disable it if you're reading an ebook since it tends to warp text. Like the Moto Edge Plus, the in-display fingerprint sensor here is solid. After testing it nearly 100 times, it only failed on 4 occasions. The back panel houses 4 circular camera and flash sensors that sit vertically on the left side of the phone, while a monochromatic Motorola logo is positioned at the top center. Though the plastic panel looks as good as glass, it attracts many more fingerprints and smudges. A SIM card slot sits on the top edge, while a headphone jack, a USB-C charging port, and a speaker are all on the bottom. The left side is bare, while the right has a textured power button and a volume rocker. The latter two controls are positioned fairly high, so if you have small hands, you might have a hard time reaching them. Durability is our biggest design concern with the Edge. While Motorola uses Gorilla Glass 5 for its curved display, it's unlikely to withstand a hard drop without damage. The plastic back is more likely to remain unscathed, as is the aluminum chassis. And while Motorola says the phone is safe from splashes, it lacks an official IP rating, which means it offers no official protection against dust or water. For a sturdier handset, check out the LG Velvet. Audio, call, and network quality. The Moto Edge supports global low-band 5G. It supports LTE bands 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 12, 13, 17, 20, 25, 26, 28, 29, 30, 34, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 46, 48, 66, and 71. And 5G is supported on sub-6 GHz bands in 2, 5, 41, 66, 71, 77, and 78. We tested the phone on T-Mobile's 5G network and recorded solid results. After completing more than a dozen tests across Philadelphia, the Edge turned in an average speed of 138.7 megabits down and 62.9 megabits up. Call quality is excellent. Maximum earpiece volume clocks in at 89 decibels and is loud enough to hear on busy streets, and the earpiece doubles as a second speaker for multimedia. All of our test calls were crystal clear, and noise cancellation was able to stifle nearly all background noise, though we did hear some very loud construction make its way through on one call. The Edge features stereo sound tuned by Waves Audio, and volume peaks at 90 decibels. It's very good for a phone, if not quite up to the standards set by the Asus ROG Phone 3 and the Xiaomi Mi 10 Pro 5G. There's also a physical headphone jack, which is always nice to see, and you can customize your own audio profile using the Moto Audio setting. For additional connectivity, the phone supports Bluetooth 5.1, NFC, and dual-band Wi-Fi. Support for Wi-Fi 6, found on the more expensive Edge Plus, is missing here. Cameras. The Edge features a triple camera stack with a time-of-flight sensor. The primary lens comes in at 64 megapixels with an f1.8 aperture. Quad pixel binding is supported for crisp 16 megapixel shots. There's also a 16 megapixel ultra wide and macro lens with an f2.2 aperture and an 8 megapixel telephoto lens with an f2.4 aperture and 2x optical zoom. Daylight test photos with the primary lens were solid, showing excellent color accuracy and depth of field. When viewed at full size, there is some loss of fine detail, but it's not noticeable if you're just using the photos for social media. The ultra-wide lens is similarly competent. We noticed some distortion in a handful of test shots, but nothing out of the ordinary for this price range. Like the Edge Plus, the telephoto lens is disappointing. Color accuracy is spot on, but there is no depth of field. Fine details appear mushy, and there is noise throughout many of our test shots. Low light performance is also a letdown. Our test photos with the primary and ultra-wide lenses in night mode lack detail and are filled with noise. Lens flare is often present as well. The telephoto lens turned in muddy shots with unnatural blurring caused by over-aggressive noise cancellation. For selfies, a 25-megapixel sensor with an f2.0 aperture sits on the front of the phone. Like the 64-megapixel rear lens, it supports quad-pixel binding. In good light, both color accuracy and depth of field in test shots were solid, though in portrait mode, bokeh looked unnatural around hairlines and glasses. Almost all of our low-light selfies were dark and lacking in detail. Blurring was present in the foreground, especially around the edges of our test subject, and there was noticeable noise. For a similar price, the Apple iPhone 11 and Google Pixel 4 don't support 5G, but they take much better photos. Specs and performance. The Edge Plus is powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 765 chipset, along with 6 gigabytes of RAM. Storage clocks in at 256 gigabytes, of which 240 gigabytes is available out of the box. If you need additional storage, you can add up to 1 terabyte with a micro SD card. While the Edge doesn't feature the same top-of-the-line Snapdragon 865 chipset as its more expensive sibling, it's by no means a slouch in the performance department. The Snapdragon 765 is more than powerful enough for most tasks, and we never experienced any slowdown no matter how many apps or Chrome windows were open in the background. Even most gamers will be happy with the Edge. The combination of a 90 Hz refresh rate display and Motorola's Moto Game Time enhancements make for a super smooth gameplay. We spent more than an hour putting the Edge through its paces with Asphalt 9 without an issue. On PC Mark Work 2.0, a series of tests that emulate typical smartphone tasks, the Edge scored an admirable 8408. That's slightly ahead of the LG Velvet at 8061 and the Samsung Galaxy A71 8048, though not enough to make a noticeable difference in daily use. For comparison's sake, the Moto Edge Plus scored 11,721 here. Motorola promises multi-day battery life on the Edge's 4,500 milliamp-hour cell. In our battery test, which streams HD video over Wi-Fi at full brightness, the Edge lasted 12 hours and 11 minutes. That's a significant improvement over the LG Velvet, 10 hours and 30 minutes. But both will be able to easily get you through the day with more conservative use, if not quite the multiple days Motorola claims. In addition to our traditional battery drain test, we also used the phone as our daily driver for several days, throughout which we consistently had 5G signal. At the end of several busy 16-hour days, the phone consistently had more than 40% battery life remaining. When the battery starts running low, the Edge supports 18-watt fast charging with the included adapter. Wireless charging support, however, is noticeably absent. Software. The Edge ships with Android 10 along with Motorola's updated MyUX skin. MyUX is a nearly stock version of Android with a few productivity tweaks specifically for Motorola handsets. Moto Actions is the marquee feature here, allowing you to enable gestures to automate basic tasks. If you want to silence your ringer, for instance, just flip the phone. Need to take a screenshot? Tap to display with three fingers. Moto Display has been optimized for edge-to-edge screen. It allows you to create edge notification lights as well as custom gestures that can be accessed by tapping or dragging your finger on the side of the phone. The aforementioned Moto Game Time lets you tweak performance settings and turn off notifications. You could even map custom shoulder buttons on the edge of the display for your favorite games. Motorola hasn't officially stated whether the Edge will receive an Android 11 when it comes out. Considering the company's track record, however, we think it's likely you'll see at least one major OS update. Conclusions. The Motorola Moto Edge is a solid phone for people who want 5G for less than $1,000. It offers better 5G support than the OnePlus 8 for the same price, though the OnePlus 8 has a faster processor, so you need to decide which is more important to you. If you're an AT&T customer, meanwhile, the LG Velvet offers many of the same features of the Moto Edge, as well as official water protection for $100 less. Ultimately, there's still plenty of room in this price range for a 5G to come in and get things just right. But we're happy to see a solid new option in the form of the Moto Edge. Motorola Moto Edge specs. Operating system, Android 10. CPU, Qualcomm Snapdragon 765. Dimensions, 6.36 by 2.8 by 0.37. Screen size, 6.7 inches. Screen resolution, 2340 by 1080 pixels. Battery life, as tested, 12 hours and 11 minutes.